Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 5th of January. I hope you're all well. I'll go back to what I said before Christmas when people were calling me doom and gloom. It's reality, and what was announced yesterday, it was just a matter of when it was going to be announced. And it will be tougher this time because obviously the weather's shit. You know, it's not like the summer where we at least could get out walking in decent weather and things. You know, there's other illnesses around. It's going to be shit. And I feel really almost sort of sad. You know, again, I can sort of go back and say I told you so, but it's not a moment for that. But December 2019, we as a nation elected a complete and utter fucking buffoon on a slogan. And I get why it happened. I fully understand people's anger and things at the time. I don't get why they were getting so het up over something they didn't care about in 2015. Genuinely, you just weren't walking around pubs and people going, fucking Europe, but it just became a thing. And we've elected a guy, and I can't genuinely, I just feel sad for the country that this guy's in charge while we're going through this, because he is completely ill-equipped to fucking do the job. You know, Pete's, oh, you're biased. It's just facts. Just look at how he carries on. I mean, you know, it's sort of held that Have I Got News For You made the guy. I don't think it did, because I think anybody, if you go back and find the episodes of Have I Got News For You that was in, it showed him to be a complete and utter blithering fucking buffoon back then. And whoever thought, I know what I'll do, I'll vote for that to be Prime Minister one day, good old Boris. Sorry, you're just a fucking idiot. We're getting what we deserve because the guy's an absolute fucking buffoon and he's put buffoons around him. Just go and watch clips of Michael Gove talking. 9 o'clock, Scotch egg isn't a substantial meal. 9:30, yes, I think it is. Michael, did you drive? Have you ever driven for a 60-mile eye test? Yes, I have. It's just, they're just fucking idiots. And that fucking rat face Hancock, he reminds me of Kevin the Gerbil from Roland Rat, another one. Pretty Patel, one of the most fucking evil, horrible human beings on the planet. They're just fucking horrible people. I'm convinced the Tory party must have better people. They must have. Than these fucking imbeciles we've got right now. It's so sad. It really is. And it's going to be tough. We will try and I will try my best to keep us going. It's harder for me at the minute. You know, Sam, as I say, baby was on its way last lockdown. The baby's here. She's really upset at not being able to get out there. And, you know, it just annoys me when he stands up and says, we'll do 16 million people by February. No, you fucking won't. No, you won't. And it's just bollocks. Just be honest. I mean, we knew we were going to vaccinate people. We knew it. It's not something. The whole thing hinged on getting a vaccine. Everything that we've talked about over the last 8-10 months has been getting a vaccine. Why weren't football stadiums and places like Excel and NEC set up? Why weren't people recruited to give jabs ready to go? We're always on the fucking back foot. Always. And that's what annoys me about him. He is just, he tries to, he's, there's no preemptiveness. Everything's a reaction and watch what somebody else does. And, oh, I'll do that. Your schools won't be open. Schools will be open. Schools will. Schools are safe. Schools are not safe. He's just a complete and utter fucking blithering buffoon. And what you need at times like this are leadership. Simple as that. We need leadership. With the disinformation, conspiracy theories, Tin Hat Brigade, YouTube videos, whatever you want there, you need some man to stand up at the top of it while all that is going on and saying, this is the path, this is what we're going to do. And it's just fucking nonsense. It's absolute nonsense that we're being told. I can't fucking bear to watch him talk because the minute his mouth moves, he's fucking lying. And if that's who you love and that's your man, I feel sorry for you, but you crack on. You're just not for me. It's fucking desperate. And I feel really sorry for people. You know, people far worse off than me. I feel really sorry for people today. And there is, whilst it's easy to say there's light at the tunnel, there fucking isn't with this clown in charge. This could be another 6, 7, 8 months before we're even remotely, you know, and the damage that's being done to people's mental health and other stuff over that period of time. He's got no regard for fucking human beings whatsoever. He's a fucking disgrace. That's what he is. An absolute fucking blithering buffoon disgrace. And he gives a fuck about no one except himself. They all do. Just watch videos of him. Just fucking go and watch him. Educate yourselves. He's a fucking cock. And then you got the other fucking idiot over the pond. I mean, what a time to be alive. How have we fucking ended up with these two, honestly? I mean, I read that transcript through the night. Didn't sleep very well last night. I read that transcript, read the whole thing of that phone call. Fuck me. It's just unbelievable. This is the leader of the free world. It's just absolute mental, it is. It's absolutely mental. It doesn't matter whether you... People keep saying it's about political opinions and what... It's not at all. It's about people. It's about human beings. He is a fucking disgrace when you read and listen. He can't even talk properly. It's fucking ridiculous how they end up in the positions they're in. All because people are fucking stupid. It's what you get when you fucking vote by slogan. That's where we are. And unfortunately, it's not going to change any time quick. This is how the world is going to be run for God knows. I'll be long gone, but... It's going to be well after my time before it corrects itself. Absolute shower. Right, moving on. I will, as I say, we've got some football. I've done Ultimate. Sorry, I had a few issues with that this morning as well, so sorry it was a bit late. But that's running. It's difficult, different lockdown time-wise for me. Last time, obviously, the football was stopped. We did have Belarus, but I had more time to do things like quizzes on the site, poker. Football is still ongoing. It's pretty much every day. You know, the season's being crammed into a short space of time. So I will try and do some stuff on days to keep people going and do some quizzes and this, that and the other. Perhaps have a couple of poker nights. Perhaps have a few just casual Zoom meetings, dropping Q&As, stuff like that. I'll try and do that. But yeah, let's just, you know, it's no use bleating about it. We are where we are. You know, the country's dividing over this. You know, people who for masks, people who aren't for masks, people who think the whole thing's a hoax, people who think it isn't. All this is going on. It's only going to get worse. It's only the divides in society are only going to grow. We haven't got a man to bring it together. So you've just got to try and manage yourselves. And I will do all I can to help you out. Wherever I can. Hopefully, as I say, football continues. I wouldn't bank on it here, but we'll just see how it all goes. It's all spiralling out of control, and it's very easy. You know, bear in mind that thoughts are just thoughts. They're not actually what's happening, but it's very easy to let your thoughts run away with you and feel doom and gloom. But it is just thoughts. It's not... We will eventually get to the end of this. But as I did say before Christmas, it's going to be a long old road, and it is going to be. Do not get any illusions, people, that you're going to be sorted by February, March, because it will not be happening. Absolutely, absolutely no chance whatsoever of it happening. We are talking proper normality. You're not talking till 2022. And actually doing the things that you want to do this year and moving about, travelling, this, that and the other, you are looking at the back end of the year. And that isn't doom and gloom, that's the fucking facts. That's what the Prime Minister should be standing up and saying. And he should be putting plans in place to fucking get this moving as quick as possible. He should have been recruiting people, sorting stuff out, getting it ready to go. So we hit the ground running rather than flailing around like fucking idiots that he is. Right, what else happened? Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. They nicked that song off the Spurs, but it was a good win. I didn't watch the game. I don't tend to watch the Red Mob. I'm not going to lie, expect a late goal. We put it on the pod, but the Saints held on. I believe Hassan Hootle broke down in tears. I think that's a little bit over the top, if that's right. I didn't see it. I do like Danny Ings. I've said it on the podcast before. He's a player I wish Spurs had bought. I do think he's a really good striker. Came back to haunt Liverpool. So it's wide open, but I still think Liverpool are a big price. I think City going odds on in the league was madness. I think Liverpool, you know, their home record. Tottenham had a chance to break that sort of fortress. A few gilt-edged chances that they missed ended up losing the game. I think until Liverpool lose their... They're so strong at home, their away form will get better. I think somebody's got to go and chink that armour at home. So if I was on either of the two, I would still want to be on Liverpool personally. I know City dismantled Chelsea, but Chelsea are in a slump. You know, it moves so quickly again, even with it, for football, everything's changing in the world. We're deciding champions in September, October, every single time. It's sort of the Sky culture of there. We're not even halfway through the season. Long way to go. Liverpool have had some injuries, obviously, but United are up there. I don't think United will win the league, but I think they'll hang around. I don't think Leicester will win the league, but I think they'll hang around. It will probably be, I would think those four would be the ones for me that I would say. And Chelsea, I do expect, I keep saying, I think Chelsea will get better. Tottenham will hang around fourth, fifth. But I do think that Liverpool would be the one I'd want to be on this far out. I certainly wouldn't want to be back in City at odds on. So that's that. Right, I've done some numbers. I've got to thank Suggsy here. I'll give him enough stick, but Suggsy helped me out. Obviously, I think one of the big topics that's going on at the minute, and yesterday's a good example. People say things like, oh, last 40 games, this hasn't happened, and that hasn't happened, and that hasn't happened, and that hasn't happened. And then in the next breath, they're saying COVID's fucked football. Well, the last 40 games takes you long back before the COVID period. I don't know what Liverpool's winning run at home is. 60-odd games, isn't it? 70, maybe. And their away form hasn't been great this season. But that, it's happening a lot, that sort of thing. And people sort of think that I am a denier of COVID affecting football, and I'm not at all. Again, it's just how people want to pigeonhole things and put it. What I've said all along is it will be almost impossible to pin it down and say that was down to COVID. And I think it's a bit naive to try and do that. And we live in this short-term sort of world where we've got to find an excuse for everything and blame it if things aren't going to plan. My personal view is that the cramping in of football and playing every 2-3 days has more of an effect than no crowd. That's my personal view. But again, I wouldn't be able to prove it. It's just a period that we've got to live through. You decide, I said in May, bet with caution, you decide to bet or not to bet. It's no use making excuses then if we do have a bet and saying, oh, fucking COVID or fucking VAR. You know, you've got to make your choices of what you're going to do, and I've done that. But there is variance in football going back long before COVID. You know, even now, people sort of talk about away wins. I think Bundesliga 2 is still on the same. The Championship win percentage is the same. May not be the teams you want to win, but the percentages aren't that far out. But even on, you know, those of you on Ultimate, if you look at the alternate league database, there's seven leagues there. The big thing at the minute is, oh, home teams aren't winning. That's the big sort of thing. Home teams aren't winning. If you look at the alternate league database and we take, which has got seven leagues on it, so it's got seven leagues going back several seasons, and even just taking, forgetting the FTS prices, forgetting the Betfair Friday morning, Tuesday morning prices, taking the Pinnacle prices from that, which are on the right-hand side, so the Pinnacle closing price, laying away teams to the Pinnacle closing price is 390 points up blind without doing anything. So some would say, well, that can't continue. It's got to correct itself. And it probably has going to, you know, I'm not saying it'll correct itself down to zero. It'll take a long, long time. But it probably will be a corrected. Obviously, for that number to rack up, home teams have maybe won more than they should, or the wrong teams' prices. That's all I'm saying. That's all I try and say to people, is that variance does happen in football, and we can't look. You know, that's why I say to things, particularly fixed odds betting, you know, seasons are an invention of our thing. I look at it, number of bets over a period of 3 to 5 years, not, oh, let's have a bet, or they lost, and I've got to find something to blame. Set myself up. You know, I'm going to talk a lot about the mental side from Monday onwards, controlling what we can control and things like that. But just some interesting numbers. Like, one of the things I've said on this podcast before, I talked about Real Madrid and Barcelona. Real Madrid have been in decline. Not this season, not since COVID. Real Madrid have been in decline probably since Ronaldo walked out the door. And in the Primera division, I got Suggsy to run some numbers. In the 17-18 season, there was 59 games where the home team was 1.49 or lower. In 2018-19, there was 51 games where the home team was 1.49 or lower. In 2019-20, there was 49 games where the home team was 1 point or lower. And this season, there's only been 16. because the odds are catching these teams up, they realise that they're not actually the superpowers that they were. I'm not saying they won't get back there, but the Barcelona of Messi, Neymar, Suarez is not the Barcelona of now. Players have gone, managers have gone, it's changed, Koeman's now in charge. And it affects it. And when you start breaking it sort of down into odds brackets, and I'm a big one for odds brackets. I think, you know, you only need to look at that goal sheet I put on the website, anybody who's downloaded that, and look at the difference between odds on home favourites and the goals and odds against home favourites and the goals, and look at the difference in prices and percentages. It's not small. It's not irrelevant. It's huge. And exactly the same with what we're seeing in football with variance. So you look at I'm going to just pick a number here. I'm just going to find a league for you. You look at a league like French League One. French League One, home favourites. So home favourites priced between 201 to 2.5. In 2017-18, they won 45% of the games. In 2018-19, they only won 34% of the games. It's a substantial drop. You're talking a real substantial drop in what went on. And that repeats itself all over. So people are saying, oh, X, Y, Z is now only X percentage. It's happened before. That's my point. We can't just sit and jump up and down. We have to adapt. We have to look at how we bet. We have to make sure we're set up to absorb all these things over a period of time. And it's, again, you know, I always just bring it back to this short-termism. You can find anything now, anything you want to back up your opinion. If that's the way you're inclined, if there's confirmation bias, it doesn't matter what it is. COVID, mask wearing, you go and Google, are masks bad? You'll find videos to watch that will just tell you masks are bad. If you Google, are masks good? You'll find videos and data to tell you that. Is Brexit going to be a disaster? Google that. You'll find videos that back up Brexit disaster. You'll get sent it social. Exactly. So if you go and Google, is football ruined by COVID? You'll find people who've said it is. Of course you will. And you'll find people with case studies of very few games saying this, that and the other. All I ask people ever to do is look at everything and form a proper balanced opinion. And we've broke all the leagues down, all the ultimate leagues, into odds brackets of home favourites. And as I say, Suggsy's put in a lot of work here. And you know, you look at Spanish Serie A, strong favourites. Again, 2017-18, it was 80%. By 2019-20, it was down to 70%. It's there's big changes. Serie A, teams 2.51 to 3 at home, 31% in 2017-18, only 42% in 2018-19. Two seasons apart. But you take it over a period, you see, and that's the problem with this seasons and saying XY games and saying this, that and the other. I think the best thing to do would be, we've got this sheet up to date to, I think, pretty much the end of December, would be to post this sheet and let people see it and just get a bit more grasp on what's going on. I'll have a look because it's quite a big sheet and it's got a database attached to it. I'll have a look if I can extract that all off and post it. Because I can sit and talk about it. I could talk about this stuff all day long. Dutch Eredivisie. Odds on teams under 1.5, 70% in 2017-18, almost exactly the same amount of games, 81% the following season. You know, you can go through it and find it, and you can find anything, as I say, that you want that backs up what you want to believe or what you want to work on and say that's it and this is it and that's it and that's my opinion. And as I keep saying, you can have your own opinion, you can't have your own facts. Bundesliga 1, you know, this year, odds on favourites, short odds on favourites are doing better than they've ever done. But teams between 1.5 and 2 are doing worse. So you start to break it down and you see, actually, that's horrendous. But teams 2.5, 1 to 3 in Bundesliga are doing far better than they were in 2017-18. So everything gets broken. Everything, when you start breaking it down, over a period of time, you can look at it, get the underwriting numbers. And this isn't me saying that COVID's not having an effect. The point I'm making is I can't make a decision based on it. I can't jump up and down and go, everything's down to COVID or everything's down to VAR, just because some results haven't gone my way. Or if results do go my way, say, oh, it's better now that we're getting more penalties because of VAR, or I think certain teams are better when they haven't got a home crowd baying them, whatever it may be. You know, you could take this down to team level as well. We've done it at a league level. So I think, yeah, the key is to explain. I think I've been very consistent with my views on everything. I know people listen to me and think, oh, he just talks bollocks, and there's people with different views, and if there's strong Brexiteers, they think I'm a Remainer, which is absolute nonsense, or strong Boris fans think I'm a socialist. That's absolute nonsense. All I try and do for my own self is read, understand, and look at things and form my opinion, and that's all it is. And I'll go back to say, thoughts are just thoughts. We're in a period of time now where people are going to be sitting, you know, if you think you can't win at gambling, as an example, or you think the whole world's against you, it isn't. It's just a thought. And once you let those thoughts consume you and ride over you, then you're on a spiral of a losing battle. What I want is people to be able to navigate through this stuff, not hinge everything on one weekend's football, one day's football, one government decision, whatever it may be. Life will always go on. You'll get up tomorrow, the sun will be shining, life will go on. You'll get up, not necessarily the sun will be shining, the rain might be pissing down middle of January, but you get what I'm saying. Over a period of time, sun rises, sun sets, we are here for a speck of time, and try and make the most of it. And punting is a big part of obviously what I do and what I talk about, and it kind of saddens me the way it's going. It's getting worse, and social media is getting it worse. I mean, I'm going to share this with you just because it was fantastic. I said last week I've had some fantastic news. People know that I've been dug out for years. You know, there's certain things. I had a letter last week, Wednesday, I think it was, from the Crown Prosecution Service. I've been pursuing something for a best part of 2 years now, and obviously with COVID it got slowed down. These things do take time, but I had a letter from the Crown Prosecution Service saying that they're going to go ahead, and their next step is to get hold of Twitter and get what I'm after, or what they're after now, is all the information, everything. So every tweet that's been, but for this thing, every single tweet will be, they've basically got permission to get it. Twitter have agreed. So it's a matter now of getting all that data and getting it sent over from wherever, Silicon Valley, San Francisco, wherever they are. I don't know where Twitter are. Of getting all that sent over. I can't remember where I was going with it. I'm so excited about that. But basically, you know, I say that we live in this world where everything on social media gets distorted. I really did lose my trail of thought thinking about that then. I got all excited. I just think it's brilliant because I'm in a position where lots of people aren't, where you can pursue things, and I'm pursuing it for a couple of reasons. One, there was an FTS member who was getting direct messaged when his wife had lost a baby, and punting was his sort of release, and he was getting bombarded. And I vowed to him I would not let it rest. And it was also going on when my daughter and her baby were in intensive care last year. And I thought, you know, it strengthens your resolve. I thought, I am not having this. I am now going to, it's a house of cards, and I'm going to bring the whole thing down. Because it's too easy. It's too easy for people to influence you and have a go at you, particularly in social media, where they wouldn't speak to you like that on the street. And if they did speak to you, they'd last about 2 minutes, and they certainly wouldn't be able to do it relentlessly, non-stop for months. But punting's the same. A lot of you just want to have a good, fun punt. I get that. People want to make money. But it's arming yourself with information and the correct thoughts. And if you've getting these thoughts and negativity and people telling you this is shit, that is shit, there. And what I just basically want to do is present data to people and say, there it is. There's many ways to make money here. Many ways. You've got to try and plot some and stick to them and set yourself up. And that's key, and I hope that we can do this over what we're planning over the next few months. Certainly do it better and less garbled than this podcast, but help you move on to say, actually, it isn't doom and gloom. English Premier League, teams between 401 and 5, more teams are winning home than they were in 2017. You know, you can look at it all of it, and break it down. And I'm very much a numbers person, but not numbers to suit your argument, numbers overall that give you a chance to look at it and go, that's it, that's where we're at, that's what we're going to do. So yeah, I'll keep you posted. I'll probably upload this sheet, I'll have a look at that over the next 2 days, and I will update the goal sheet probably after the weekend. I did lose my trail of thought there, I do apologise, completely again, don't make notes, went off on a tangent. But I will get back to you all over the next couple of days. Obviously, try and help you through that. My email is always open. My DMs, if people want to speak to me about anything on Twitter in this hard time, I know it's going to be tough. This is going to be a real bad spell. I guess the only thing is there's people worse off than you, whoever you are. You sort of look out the window and there are people dying and this, that and the other out there. I don't really interested in what people believe as to how that's happening. You know, it is what it is. We're going to have to live with this, and we need to try and find a way through that. And if I can help people, then do feel free to contact me. As I say, it's a lot harder for me this time. Sam is really not in a good place with it all. She's been up in the night. You know, the reality of when will I be able to get out and see my grandson? You know, that's sort of a consuming thought at the minute. And it's sad. It is sad. You know, it's not her fault that our daughter decided to live in Malta, and it's not our daughter's fault that this has happened. But it is sad that the two of them can't get together. But as I say, you know, we've got our health and fresh air, and we can go out in the garden, and there's people in tower blocks with three kids having to homeschool, and I feel really sorry for them. I do. But we will. Light at the end of the tunnel. Get rid of Boris. Put me in charge. We'll be off and running at the races. Right, I've got nothing football-wise for today, nothing racing-wise. There's only a couple of meetings. I think both the jump meetings in the next couple of days have been cancelled already. Who knows what's going to happen with sport as it goes on. I just would urge caution at the minute, players getting COVID, etc. That annoys you, doesn't it? Just, you know, you look at them privileged, getting paid fucking millions, and they can't even not stay apart at Christmas. Those three Spurs players, fucking ridiculous. I've got, as I say, nothing foot-wise. It's French League 2 mostly in Jupiler. But I will have some action tomorrow for Serie A, and I'll look at the horses. I'll sort this sheet out. We'll have some proper stats of the day come back. Have time to do some of that. Yeah, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I've got that stage again. I've got a fucking Scooby what I've been talking about. But enjoy your... what is it? Tuesday, isn't it? Enjoy your Tuesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.